Amen. Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. It is a message of light, a message of how we are to live that light. And since it is from our gospel, it is the good news of our Lord, I invite you to rise in body or in spirit for its reading. I'll be reading from chapter 5, from the Sermon on the Mount, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The gospel of our Lord. Amen. Let's go on down. Let's go down.
Hey, Karen.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Tell me the story about how you got connected here at this church.
Well, Sue, I don't know if you remember. I came here during my college days, and I was walking out that door after the service, and you stopped me and said, hey, why don't you come on down to Fellowship Hall? So that's what I did. I went to Fellowship Hall, and guess what? I never came back.
Yeah, I remember talking to you out there in the narthex, but I don't remember if that was the first time or the second time, but maybe you're talking about the first time?
I'm talking about the first time.
Wow.
But the second time I came back after I had
That was years later.
Years later. I had my son, and all of a sudden, a connection was made because there was Sunday school, and that was a connection that I had. And the next thing, I wanted to have a nice dinner, a potluck dinner, and there was
United Methodist Women.
So that's how I got connected there. Ah. And then the pastor at the time came to me and said, you know, the teenage young ladies need something. Can you do something with dance with them? And that started Devotion in Motion. And why am I standing here right now as, you know, laity leading? It's because of Vivian. Vivian said, you know, I think you should take some classes for a laity leader. I'm like, I don't know. Vivian kept pushing me and pushing me and pushing me. And you know what? I'm so glad I did. So I thank Vivian for that. And by the way, Vivian, what's your story of connection?
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Well, I first came into this church when I was in school. I used to live across the street on top of George Street Playhouse. And for a whole year, I hadn't connected with any church. I didn't even make an effort to find a church because I was so overwhelmed with school work. But once I started living here, every day at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m., there's music from the church. And anytime I'm in my apartment, I'm like, oh, I have to go to church. But when? So finally, one Sunday, I walked in, and I felt so welcome and so at home, I just stayed. By the end of the service, two people came up to me. Those of you who know them, Karen and Wes Broadway. They were my fellowship friends. And every Sunday I come in, they would connect with me, chat with me for a while. And then the following year, I moved to Bush Campus. and they lived on Bush campus. And they had this Bible study going, so they invited me to join the Bible study. And it was made up of college students and a few other members of the church. And I enjoyed it so much, I stayed with them. And later on, I was invited to join the outreach committee, which I did. And then just recently, I have joined United Methodist Women. And I also took the course for basically servant, and later on the advanced course for certified lay servant. And I enjoyed that so much. So any time I see anyone who shows an interest in the church, I try to encourage them to take that course as well. So that is my story. And Desmond, what's your story of connection to this church?
Good morning. Good morning. My connection started with this church when I just came from Africa. I visited, and then the pastor here by then was Pastor Sidio. After service, about to leave, I was greeting people when they're leaving outside. Then he asked me, I think my third time when I came here, he wanted me to study reading. Now, that was tough though, because I was afraid because of the diversity. Never seen white people, different colors, to study, and study reading for them. I said, no, I can't do it. But he did not relent. He started calling. He was pursuing that until his time finished. Then we have Pastor Young. Pastor Young was relentless. He would call me and force me until I started reading. They would send him, Chica would call me and give me the passage. Then I would get Percy, my son. That's how I get introduced him to reading. I'll do the Old Testament, pastor the New Testament. Sometimes I'll do the call to worship, pastor will do. So we started doing it together with Percy. Then Pastor Young asked me, but why can't you take this course for lay leader? But they also asked, I have an obstacle. By then, that's why I was living there, I was not fully documented. I cannot go for some of these courses. Yeah. Pastor Young pushed eventually. But one thing I could not forget, that this is a testimony. During the time I was going through all of this, I used to come here when they call to worship. I'll go over there and kneel and pray. I would pray, and there was a time I was sleeping, as if the roof of the church was opened, and then like a hand was writing on green cards, they fall inside the church. Not too long before I had my green card. Yes, that's a testimony I had in this church. But there was a sermon that Pastor Sidi delivered that I could not forget. It was Paradigm Shift, the title of the sermon. Remember up till now. Paradigm Shift. Because I used to come here to listen to the service, because that's why I was going through a lot of stuff, because when you get here undocumented, you don't even know where to start. People don't understand. They will see that some people think that documented are evil, like this. No. There are good people who just don't have documents to be legal here. Yeah, that's all. I went through this. So I experienced and know it. Pastor Sidio used to deliver some messages of hope that kept me going through all those trial times. Then Pastor Young used to push me to take some of these courses until eventually I started taking these courses one after the other. Then came Pastor Davis with the message of conditional love. He always preached about unconditional love. So despite I was going through a lot of problems, fell down, get up, rejection, deduction, all kind of stuff happened to me. But when I come to church, I'll sit in my corner and I listen to all of these messages. Those messages give me strength to move day by day. And then we get some Pastor Cindy with a message from, when I got here, it was having a message from Amos, the book of Amos, talking about justice. And one thing with me, I always lean towards the downtrodden, to fight for the oppressed. That's personal in me. So I get clean, get hooked to the church. That's how I get connected. And then another thing that they did during my wedding, I was running late. Yeah, I was late. I was running late. But Pastor Cindy and Pastor Davis, they stood and encouraged me. I called them. I texted that I'm running late, so don't worry, take your time. When I got here, I was so confused. I thought that something was there. I said, no, take your time. They were so cool. I was surprised, you know. And that's one thing. You get people to do certain things for you. And then Lamy Gaba to do my solo during my wedding. It didn't cost me anything. That's an established connection. The time when I left, I moved to Elizabeth. I was coming to church the other day, then I got a ticket, so I stopped coming. But Brian will call. Oh, Super Des, how are you doing? Long time. I said, Brian, I'm okay. The lady, Mansari, I forget her first name, Glenna, will also call. Oh, but you should be calling once in a while. I said, well, okay, I will call. But then eventually, the house in Elizabeth get burnt. Yeah, so I had to move down again to Somerset. When I got here, Pastor Davis, I didn't know I was speaking to the church. I was sitting in that corner. Somebody passed something to Pastor Davis, and then Pastor Davis called. They should recognize Desmond's son. I was surprised again. You know, if you just see the warmth of the church, that people, that's why I left for so long. When I came back, I get that warm reception. And that's how I get connected. And I decided to stay. Jiri, how do you get connected?
Good morning. How is my connection story? My connection story has a little bit of a background with it. And I'm going to go back a little bit. As a young man, I was brought up in the Methodist church. And over time, when I went to college, my going to church became a little bit sporty. After that, not long after college, I met Kenny. We were both living in London. And she encouraged me to go to church more often than I used to. Now, we were dating, so I had to go to church. I had to be on my best behavior. A few years later, we got married, had a son, and came to church. No, we decided then that we have to bring our children up in the church. So I had this idealism that I want my children to grow up in church. However, I also want them exposed to my culture. So the first thing was for me, I sought out a Nigerian church, a Nigerian community Christian church. We went to that church a few times. Kemi never liked it. I wasn't comfortable either. The church did not connect with me, neither did it connect with my faith. And the people were nice, very good. Actually, a lot of them happen to be my friends today and will still hang out and socialize. We just never connect on a faith level. I also noticed my son did not like the church. Now, that's an 8-month-old baby. How could an 8-month-old baby not like the church? I noticed when we're in the church. Now, there's a little bit of, it's a Pentecostal church. So, a little bit of a noisy environment. When we're in the church, my son will cover his ears. I noticed that. Occasionally, I also noticed that he will be startled when there is a tempo increase in worship. And this is a church that has a huge speaker in a very small environment. So out came the yellow books, or the yellow pages. That time, there is no Google, so I had to go to the yellow pages. And we decided that we have to go to a Methodist church. Both of us were brought up in a Methodist church. So we went to East Brunswick. That was the first church we went to. Yeah, it didn't work with us. We were not connected. And then out come the Yellow Pages again, and we pick this church. The first day we walk into this church, two people may help us to make a connection. Specifically, Mrs. Mary Gavin. Right after the call to worship and during passing of the peace, she came to us. We had a kid, 8-month-old baby. She gave me a big hug. Right there, chat and play with my son. Immediately, instantaneously, I felt comfortable. Not only did I feel comfortable, I wanted to come back when I look at the people. A second experience, a few weeks after that, I was out of the country on a business trip and Kenny had to come to church by herself. It was on a snowy Sunday. Dr. Masakwa made the trip for her very comfortable. He helped with her child. That's another connection. And a third connection that Kemi had at that time, I didn't know until yesterday when I was talking to her about today. And she said, the very first time I walked into this church, it spoke to my spirit. The people spoke to my spirit. So that's the connection. And over time, Nick reached out to me, would I join the finance team? And ever since then, this has been a family. And that is my connection. I encourage you. Connection and evangelism. Because I felt evangelized too through the connection. Evangelism sometimes happens to have some connotation. People are scared about it. But by the way I was welcome, by the way people reached out to me, it was evangelizing to my faith. And it reached a connection for me. And that is my encouragement of how we welcome people and strangers into our midst through the connection. Thank you.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I know everybody sitting here has a story of connection. And if for some reason you don't feel that connection or you want more of that connection, I know our pastor would be more than willing. Our pastor, Pastor Nick. I forgot about the men's clave. I'm not invited to that, but that's okay. That's okay. I know there's Wednesday morning prayer, and I'm going to connect to that. But get connected. I know you're starting small groups, right? And that'll be another connection. Talk to somebody. Feel connected. And you know what? You could share your story with somebody else of connection. Let your light shine.
So the word is connection, and I loved Matilda's representation of the light, because each light is able to light because the one before it is shining. And I know that sometimes it's hard to find ways to get connected, but it is our job, each one of us, to not only be connected, but to help others find connection as well. And so that is my prayer for all of us. Our hymn now is called The Summons, and it talks about our call to go out and be Christ's presence in the world. Let us stand together and sing.
Thank you. Move and live.